At last night's meeting of the Marshall School Board, the main topics of discussion were expenses, revenues, and a possible lease purchase. Superintendent Dr. Carol Mayer pointed out the district has some major expenses it'll need to take care of in the near future, including replacement of several roofs, which aren't covered by insurance, work on the tennis courts and track facilities, as well as the addition of about 16 classrooms.
Whether that means a wing or wings to existing buildings, and we have not decided, we haven't really even talked about what buildings that would impact. However, if we're going to move our kindergarten and our fifth grade out of trailers and into classrooms, it will be about 16 classrooms. And the construction of those will be about $2.5 million. The total cost of all of those projects is close to $6 million, $5.9 million.
Limited by law, the district can transfer only about $1.0955 million from reserves to the Capital Projects Fund, which would put about $2 million in that fund's coffers, according to Dr. Mayer. As for the rest of the funds, she said the district could ponder a lease purchase agreement of somewhere in the ballpark of $4.725 million.
Payments then, if we enter into a lease purchase for 20 years, the payments would be somewhere between $335,000 and $340,000. If we enter into a $5 million lease purchase for 10 years, the payments would be about $526,000 to $531,000.
Mayer went on to say the payments on the potential lease purchase could be made out of the money the district will receive from the tax levy hike that voters approved in April that will increase revenue to the district about $600,000 per year for the next 10 years. That levy will sunset in 10 years. Dr. Mayer said Dick Bartow of George K. Baum & Company, the district's financial advisor, will be on hand at the next board meeting to discuss possibilities for a lease purchase, and the idea was then tabled. At the Saline County Commission meeting yesterday morning, Saline County Clerk Debbie Russell said she currently has enough volunteer workers to serve at the county's 14 precincts in the November 8th election. But she says she's always interested in having more people than necessary in the event that something unexpected comes up.
We actually have had enough so far, but we always ask for more because there's opportunity. Once in a while, I get a 4:30 in the morning call that says I can't make it today. And so I have a list, so we recruit. So I like to have at least 5 to 10 extras.
And Russell said those interested in working at the polls should contact her at her office.
If there is anyone interested, to go ahead and call, because we are putting extras in place now. They actually are greeting at the door to remind voters or ask them to get their ID out so we can move the lines along. Try to help out in any way they can. So we're trying to be as prepared as possible.
The Saline County Clerk's Office can be reached at 886-3331. General election will be Tuesday, November 8th. Polls will be open from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. At the most recent meeting of the Boonville School Board, members took action to make sure some necessary air conditioning repairs could be made at a district elementary building. Superintendent Dr. Mark Ficken explains.
And the board approved the bids for cooling tower coils and the replacement of glycol in the loop at Hannah Cole Primary School. And that award was given to Clearview Mechanical Services out of Columbia, Missouri.
Winning bids came in at just under $37,000 for the tower coils and just over $38,000 for the glycol replacement. Ficken also said the board took action on a move that affects a potential ballot issue for the district in the future.
The board also approved the advertisement of a request for qualifications for architectural services and an RFQ for construction management services as well for a possible 2018 no tax increase bond issue.
KMMO News, time is 12:35.